Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for this show. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
When I sat down here, I had no idea you were this good, young man.
Oh, thank you. Holy, and now the young man, too.
Look at
I'll
you.
Take
you're
that.
Like, let's do this. Yeah. Pima County, everybody. Marilyn Russell. I live in Tucson now, only 2 years, and I'm still very much in the honeymoon phase.
Okay.
But I came to Tucson from Philadelphia.
Okay.
So, although I haven't seen as much snow as Buffalo did last week,
right.
I have seen snow.
Okay.
I've always loved Canada. I could probably sing your national anthem.
Okay.
But no
okay.
one wants to hear that. I'm
okay.
a hockey girl.
Right.
So, Philadelphia Flyers, yo.
Okay, okay.
I literally, on my person, have a Philadelphia Flyers logo tattoo.
Okay.
On my body.
Nice. All right.
A couple of times they were in the playoffs, so we had to show our support.
That's right.
Anyway, I did radio for 100,000 years in
okay.
Philadelphia. Shout out to Philly.
Yeah. And so why, if you're from Philly for that many years, what brought you, like, did you just, like, close your eyes, get a dartboard, and, like, throw it at the map and find out Tucson? Like, how did you pick Tucson, Arizona?
I literally did.
I was just joking, by the way.
No, like, that's the God's honest truth. It was like pandemic, remote working, and I was lonely. I'm tired.
Right.
And like I was literally broadcasting from my closet in my bedroom. It was crazy.
Okay.
And my job position changed. And I said, you know what? I'm working remotely. I can do this from anywhere.
Right.
Where does the sun shine 320 days out of the year, folks?
Yeah.
Tucson.
Okay.
And so that's why I chose it. I've been to Arizona many times. I love Arizona. I don't know if you know, we got the big canyon up north.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard about it.
Yeah, yeah. You, yeah. Heard, you may have heard about that one.
Yeah.
But there's so many other hidden gems, and what people don't realize
right.
is when you come to Arizona, there's a plethora of places to visit that are much like that big old canyon, but
yeah.
even cooler.
Right.
You know, so I'm still very much in my honeymoon phase and my discovery phase.
Okay.
But my first stop was visit Tucson.
Okay.
I said, what can I do in Tucson to make a difference?
Right, right.
And
right.
now I work, I'm sort of the weekend concierge.
Okay, so I
visit
love it.
Tucson. Yeah.
Okay, I got some more questions, but we're gonna throw to a quick ad. Enjoy.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. All right, so now we're back. Just so you know, well, I don't do any... Somebody, somebody else you know?
No, no, it's my boss.
Oh, nice. Hey, listen,
they're
brownie
watching.
Points.
They don't know. They're
yeah. They don't know that you're going to be a celebrity today.
And they don't know that I used to be a celebrity.
Ah, there you go. Well, they're going to find out.
They're going to find
yeah.
out.
So listen, for our guests watching at home, if they're coming to Tucson, what is your go-to, you must see activity or place, or what should we come and see when we come to
okay,
Tucson?
Okay, top five. First off, we have
top 20, five, okay.
Top five, 23 miles of Mexican food. I have literally gained 30 pounds since I've been here. You won't, because you'll walk around a lot. You can do the Turquoise Trail in downtown Tucson and really get a feel for what Tucson's all about downtown. The Presidio Museum is just down the street. You must, of course, come to visit Tucson at the Pima County Courthouse because, hello, it is epic. And the and we'll get you started. Yes. Two places that are a don't miss. One is Sabino Canyon Recreation Area. That is the east side of Saguaro National Park.
Okay.
Tucson is sandwiched right smack dab in the middle
right.
of Saguaro National West.
Okay,
and
okay,
east.
Okay.
They're equally beautiful,
yeah.
but they're equally unique and different.
Okay.
On the west side, the cactus will greet you.
That's right.
As you come in, there are thousands of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they stand at attention and they're amazing. So over on that side is the Garden Museum.
Okay.
The Tucson, no. Tucson Desert Museum.
Desert Museum, I know.
The Garden
okay.
Museum is someplace else.
Okay.
So Sabino Rec is cool because you can go up on a tram and go over waterfalls. Yes, Tucson has some water. That's the true story.
Okay, waterfalls in Tucson. You heard it here first?
Yeah, and I can, I could go all day.
I know you could. And I'm excited because I'm going to come back again. And this is only your first appearance on the show. I have a feeling you're going to be a recurring guest.
Well, not only that, I'd love to show you around personally.
There we go.
You know, I have a Jeep. We can four-wheel. I'll take you off-road.
Nice.
We will do it up.
I love it.
I promise you.
I love it.
And I'll take you to the best restaurants.
There we go.
Sure.
Now, before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I'm far away from Philly, so I love you guys. Shout-out to Philly. Shout out to my son, and I have a new granddaughter,
oh,
my very
congratulations.
First grandchild. So, baby girl, I love you, Morgan, and I'll be home soon to visit. But you guys have to come out here because we got to climb mountains together.
There we go. All right, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show.
Can I come to Fort McMurray?
Yeah. Oh, I'll show you around in Fort McMurray. Me and Tanner will show you a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. We do appreciate your ongoing support. So thank you, everybody else. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.